We're on Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, and we'll go back to the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, at the beginning of this Perek, says that in the case of Nitonim al Hamizbeach HaPnimi, is im chiser achas mikol matonos ki ilu lo kiper. Then in the case of Karbonos that go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then you need all four matonos likuva. And this is a reference to the following karbonos. First of all, par v'soyer shel yom ha-kippurim, par kohen Moshiach. That's where the Moshiach violated, the kohen Moshiach that was nimshach v'shem, violated a chiv chatos, a chiv kores, b'shogeg. Then we have par helim dover shel tzibur, where most of the tzibur followed the mistaken verdict of the bezna ha-gadol. In all these cases, we need arba matonos al arba kronos shel mizbeach apnimi. And in addition, in the cases of par v'sor shel yom ha-kippurim, we need an additional seven hazos on the gag ha-mizbeach. And in addition to the matonos on the kronos, in the cases of par v'soyer of yom ha-kippurim, we need shmona hazos, one lamala and sheva Lamat in the Kodesh Kadoshim Kenegad HaKaporis. In any event, in all these karbonos, we have a din of four matonos likuva. And now the Gemara here, towards the bottom of Daf Lamed Tesam and Alf Tana Rabbanon, which you'll see approximately five lines up from the bottom of the page, four and a half lines up. It says Tana Rabbanon, the Braisa addresses the question, what's the source for this din? That if you miss up on one of the various matonos, of the four matonos, in these cases of chatos pnimios, that the carbon is posel. And we're going to look at a posuk here in the context of parahelim dover shel tzibur, which is in Vayikra perek dalet posuk chaf, and it says, the asol apar kasher asol apar hachatos kain ye asolo yasolo, which means that we do to the par in the case of the helim dover shel tzibur, just as we would do to the par chatos of the kohen Moshiach, which is mentioned earlier in the parasha. So the Gemara in the Braisa asks the question: Ma ba lilmod? What is this pasuk coming to teach us? It seems to be so superfluous, because all the details of the Avodas Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur are explicit here in the parasha. What do we have to derive from the Par Kohen Moshiach? And the Braisa answers that this pasuk is coming to darshin lichpol bahasa asa. This we call the principle in Kodshim is that Bar Kosov L'shanos is likuva. That the Torah is telling us about the hazos of the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, that these are all indispensable. V'limeid she'im chiser achas mikol matonos lo osav lo klum. That if he omits any one of the matonos, the carbon is posel. So it means that we read the posuk as if it said v'osa kasher osa, in other words, v'osa lo kasher kasafti l'cha kol asiyosav. And this is called Shina Shana Lova Kosov Lamish Ma'akvinasa Kapora. So we need all four. The Braisa continues and says that this pasuk v'asa kasher asa ainli elamatan sheva shema akvos bechol mokom matan arba minayin. And again, what this means about sheva, about matan sheva, the Sheva Matonis on the Kapora, on the Paroches, then a Ma'aki B'chol Mokum, that we'll get to a little bit later on. But in any event, the fact that we need all Sheva Matonos on the Paroches, that's something that's just an application here of a universal rule. Application here, I mean, in the case of Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. But how do I know that this Halacha of Osa Kasher Osa, which is Lishanos and Lichpol Bazaasa Shem Chisakum, how do we know that refers to Matan Arba, meaning the Matan Dovin that you put on the four Kronos Hamizbeach, that In the normal case of a chatas chitzona, which requires four matanas and four kronos, the four are not likuva. All you need is one. So minayin, how do I know that with regard to the mizbeach hapnimi, the laws change, the regulations change, and you need all four? And without all four, it's ma'akev v'sakapara. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask that we don't really need the pasuk v'asa kasher asa, because we could derive it from a different pasuk. Talmud lomar kein yasa lo. That since the Torah says kein yasa lo, that's what we call chaza v'kafal, we don't need this for the case of Shema Matanos. Then by process of elimination, we need it for four matanos. Then I'm ma'akiv es hakapara. The brisa continues and darshins this pasuk. It says v'asa lapar ze par yom hakipurim. The Torah here is creating a hekesh, an equation between par helim dovah shel tzibur and par shel yom hakipurim, and the dinim will apply to both of them equally. And just as we established with regard to the par helim dovah shel tzibur, we need not only Sheva Hazos Ma'akvos, but we also need Arba Matonos Ma'akvos. So too in the case of Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. Later on, the Gemara is going to clarify exactly what dinim we're going to derive from this equation between the Par of Yom HaKippurim and the Par Helim Dova Shel Tzibur. At this point, we're going to turn to Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Braisa continues, Kasher Osa Lepar Zeh. Now there's an extra phrase here, Lepar Zeh. What is that coming to be, Marbe? Par Kohen Moshiach. Again, as we said before, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, who's Moshiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. He violated an Avera, which should generate a Chatos. He has to bring a Chatos of a Par. And that parasha is in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Im Hakohen HaMashiach Yechta Lashmas Ha'am Vayikra V'Schatos HaShachata Par Ben Boker Tovim Lashem Lechatos. And even though there is not a kfelus over there as far as the Matanos, but by virtue of this Hekesh to Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, it teaches me that all four Matanos are Ma'akvos in the case of Par Kohen Moshiach. The Braisa now continues. What about the extra word hachatos in the pasuk? It says v'yosa lapar, which we've already darshened, kasha osa lapar, and then it says hachatos. The word lapar taught us kohen Mashiach. What is the word hachatos teaching me? Elu se'irei avodas kochavim. So now we're talking about a case where Bezdin gave an incorrect, mistaken verdict, a horah, regarding to one of the avodos of Avodah Zarah, and they said it was mutter to do that avodah for the sake of Avodah Zarah. The tzibur relied on the horah's bezdin. They found out about the chit. They bring a par liola and a soir lechatos, and this is in Parsha Shlach in Bamidbar Tesvav. And here the Torah, in that context, doesn't spell out exactly what the halachas are. And therefore the Torah compares the Se'irei Avodas Kochavim, which includes the Soyer Lechatos and the Par Li'ola, with the same dinim that apply to the Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, which means that all the Matonos on the Akvos. And other dinim which are included apparently in this hekesh are the hazos on the paroches, on the mizbeach hapnimi, and the dinim sreifa chutz l'shalosh machnos. The Braisa continues, says yochol ani marbe. Maybe I might think that when the Torah says hachatos, it's not coming for the chatos of avodas kochavim, but maybe it's coming for other chatos shel tzibur. The Gemara understood from the get-go that we're talking about Chatos Shel Tzibur, as the Shita Mekubetzes points out here. But we have Chatos Shel Tzibur of Se'irei Regolim U'Se'irei Rosh Chodoshim, that in addition to the Korban Musaf of every Regel and of Rosh Chodesh, we need to bring a sa'ir, and those are sa'ir, those are chatos, pnimios, that require hazo bifnim in the heichal, and then burning out of shol shmachnis. So how do we know that maybe we should record? What I meant to say was that the havamina here in the sheyochel is that all these requirements that apply to chatos, pnimios, should apply now by virtue of the extra word hachatos to the sirei regalim, sirei rashi chadashim, talmud lomar, and the pasuk says kein yaseh lo, and the word lo is a mute, and that lo is coming to tell us that the word hachatos is coming only for sirei avodas kochavim, to the exclusion of sirei regalim and sirei rashi chadashim. And as far as those karbonos of Seir Golem Sirach, we don't have the dinim of Chatos Pnimios. So the Gemara immediately asks begs the question, Ma Rois Larabos Es Elu, Ulahotzius Elu. You have on the one hand the Ribui of Hachatos, and that's coming to include, according to the Brisa, Seir Avodas Kochavim. On the other hand, you have the word Lo is a mute to exclude Seir Regolim, Usir Rosh Chadosh. Why not say the exact opposite? Just flip it around. The Pasuk that's coming to be Marbe is not coming to be Marbe the Seirim of Avodas Kochavim, but rather the Seirim of Rosh Chadoshim and Regolim. And the Lo is not coming to be Mamait Rosh Chadoshim and Regolim, but rather Avodas Kochavim. So the Gemara says, no. There's a certain striking similarity between Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur and Seiri Avodas Kochavim. Achar Shariba Kosuv Miut, since we have both a Ribu and a Miut, Marbanias Elu, I will be Marbe Seiri Avodas Kochavim to give them the dinim that apply to a par helim davishal tzibur shemechaprim al averos mitzvah yidua. In other words, you can single out the avera, and for that known avera, the Torah is mechayv a korban. In the case of par helim davishal tzibur, we certainly can identify the exact sin of the tzibur, and in the case of seiri avodas kochavim, we know that the violation was avodas kochavim, but Mimait anias elu, the case of Seir Regolim Rosh Chodeshim ain mechaper al averus mitzvah yidua. The purpose of those karbanos on Yontif on Rosh Chodesh is not to be mechaper al chait. So it's not similar to a parhelim davishal tzibur, which is mechaper on a specific chait. Now it is true that there is an element of kapara on a sin in the case of Seir Golem and Rosh Chodeshim, and that's called Hanichnas the Migdash or Ochel Kodshim B'tumas Aguf. But those are cases where Lo Nodalo, we don't know about the Tumah, we don't know about the Avera, so it's not similar to the case of Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. The Brisa continues, there's an extra word in the Pasuk here, V'chiper, which implies that we have to lower the standards of achieving Kapara, that's what Rashi calls it Mikol Makom. Is afal pishlo somach, that although the Torah requires in the case of parhelim davishal tzibur that the zkenim lean over the karbon and do smicha, but nevertheless the pasuk of v'chiper is telling me that b'di'evet, if the smicha was left out, it's not ma'akavis ha'kapora and the karbon is valid. In parhelim davishal tzibur vayikra dalet, it says v'somchu ziknei oedis yedeim al rosh hapar. Ziknei Eid is a reference to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin have to do smicha on the par. And here, the Torah is telling me by this mute of a chiper that it's not ma'akiv. Now, even though you might argue, who needs a mute for that? I mean, smicha is not ma'akiv in any karbon. But nevertheless, we would have assumed that since it's a kfelus of the osa kasher osa, which told us li'akiv in, for example, the matan daladomim, so therefore we would have assumed that maybe even as far as smicha, which is mentioned in this parasha, it's likuva, kamashmal, and the miyut of a chiper, that you can have you can achieve a kapara of this carbon parah davishal tzibur without smicha. And then the pasuk says v'nislach, again going back to our pasuk, nislach is also an extra word, afal pishlo nosan shirayim, even if the leftover dam was not poured onto the Yesod HaMizbeach, and we're talking now about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is nevertheless the kapara is clinched b'di'evid because shvicha shiraim is not ma'akev the kapara. It's interesting that when we discuss back on Lamed Ches the sugya of chatas yachid, where also the Torah said v'chipa and v'nislach, the Gemara said that we need it legufe to teach us that this kapara sacheta la karbon. But only because it says both kapara and slicha, that's why it was miyuta, it was superfluous and used for a drasha. In Parhelim Dovish El Tzibur, we're going to need one of them legufe. So how can we darshan both of them? The Gemara is darshaning v'chiper for smicha and v'nislach to tell you don't need for the kapara ha-karbon, you don't need shirayim al yisod ha-mizbeach. It's not critical. So why are we using both psakim? Don't we need one pasuk legufe? So the answer is that the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Aleph is going to darshan in a brisa from the pasuk v'heme vius karbonam v'chatosam lifnei Hashem al shigigasam, which it says by parahelim by par v'sor shalavodas zara, that chatosam is a reference to seiri avodas kachavim, and shigigasam is parahelim dovish al tzibur. So just like shigigasam in the parahelim dovish al tzibur is telling you about the kapara sakarbon, so it says in the next parasha, v'nislach lehem kishgagahu, must be talking about, again, the case of parahelim dovish al tzibur. So we already have a limud to derive that carbon is mechaper in the case of parahelim dovish al tzibur, where you don't need it legufe, and therefore we can use both these psukim of v'chipra v'nislach for two different drushes. The Gemara raises the obvious question, Uma Ra'isa, how do you know that the pasuk of Yasa Kasher Asa is coming to tell you that when it comes to Hazos, we have a din of Shona Lava Kosov Liakev, that if he omits one of the various Hazos, the covenant is possible, and then the pasuk of Chiper Menislach is coming to be Marbe cases where there was no Smicha, or there was no Shvichas Shirayim, why not just switch it around and say in the opposite way, that if he was Chiser Echad Achas Miaza Osa of the Korban is Kosher, if he was Chiser Smicha or Shvichas Shirayim, the Korban is Posel. So the Brisa answers, on Marta, Posel Ani Behazos. Why? Because we find Shema Akvos B'chol Mokom as a general rule, Hazos Ama'akiv B'chol Mokom. Again, the Gemara is going to explain right away in Don Daf Mem exactly what this B'chol Mokom is. But Machshir Ani B'Smicha V'Shirayim Shein Ma'akvos B'chol Mokom. Because as a general rule, Smicha is not Likuva, and for that matter, Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod is not Likuva. Now we're going to take a look at Daf Memol Aleph, Omar Mar. We saw in the Braisa back on Lamed Tes that we derive from the Asa Kasher Asa in the context of Parahelim Dovish Al Tzibur. Ainly, how do I know that it's Ma'akiv the Kapora Elomatan Sheva, the Sheva Zos on the Parochas? That Sheva Zos Ma'akvos Bechol Mokom. That as a general rule, it's Bechol Mokom Hecha. Where is this Bechol Mokom? Amar Papa, we find in two other Makomos that we require Sheva Hazos. And that's number one, Paraduma. And number two, Binagoyim. So Paraduma means that when they brought the Paraduma for Hazah on he who was Tommy Mess, and they brought it from the Mayim Muravim, the Ephras Reifasa, is after the Shechita of the Paraduma, they did Hazah Midama Sheva Pa'amim. Keneged Ol Moed, and the pasuk says the parashas Chukas v'lokach Elazar Kohen midoma b'yetzba'o v'izal nochach pnei Ol Moed midoma sheva pa'amim. And these hazos are ma'akvos because it says later on in the same parasha, or a little bit early actually in the same parasha, it says zos Chukas haTorah, and whenever it says Chukah, it's coming to teach you likuva. Now in the case of Nigo, we're talking about a mitzora who's coming litar minigo. And the Torah tells us that he brings with his karbonos a lug echad shel shemen, Umazim imenu sheva pa'om keneged ol moed. The pasuk in Vayikra Yudal, it says, Vehizom in Hashem in Betzbo, sheva pa'omim lifnei Hashem. So we need seven azos from the Shemen. And these azos are ma'akvos to us, because in the next pasuk it says, Vizos tia Torah savitzora biyom ta'aroso. And the word tia tells you that's likuva. Now we had a brisa back on Daf Lamed Tes of an Aleph. Matan arba. In the case of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you need four matonos on the four kronos of Mizbeach. Minayin, how do we know that they're ma'akvos? Tamid lomar kein yase. So the Gemara asks, Maishno matan sheva dechsivon ukfelon matan arba nami ksivon ukfelon. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that the sheva hazos ma'akvos zu azu. Why? Because the Torah repeated itself when it said v'yosa kasher osa. Is in the case of matan arba, the four matonos and the four kronos, nami ksivon ukfelon. We already have them in the parasha explicitly, and then the Torah reviews it and repeats it la'akev, because the pasuk v'yosa kasher osa teaches us la'akev on anything else that's mentioned in the parasha, and even our matanas are mentioned in the parasha. So why do I need another pasuk and a drush of Kain Yaseh to teach me that all four matanos are ma'akvo zu azu? The reason why we need this pasuk Kain Yaseh to teach us that in the Mizbeach HaPnimi we need all four matonos ma'akvo zu azu, that's according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that although the Parahel in Dovah Shel Tzibur makes mention of matonos, but there are only two matonos mentioned. The other two matonos are derived from a hekesh to par Kohen Moshiach. So since it doesn't say Arba Matonos explicitly, therefore the Torah, when it says V'yosa Kasher Osa, is going to teach us that anything in the parasha is Makeves, is absolutely indispensable. And it's not teaching me the Arba Matonos. So therefore we need the Pasuk Kein Yosa to be Marbe, the four Matonos. So just to summarize the last point, when it says V'yosa Kasher Osa, which is the Kfelus that gives us the din of Makeves, that would refer to anything that's here locally in the parish of Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibah. Rav Shimon insists there are only Shtei Matonos here in this parish of Helim Dovah Shel Tzibah. The other two Matonos are derived from a Hekesh to Kohen Moshiach. And since the four Matonos are not written explicitly in this parasha, when the Pasuk says V'yosa Kasher Osa, to teaching me that whatever is in the parasha is Makeves, that's going to only refer to two out of the four Matonos. We need the Pasuk Kein Yeosa to be married with the other two Matonos and teach me that those other two Matonos are also Ma'akvos, absolutely indispensable. Now, where do we find this opinion of Rabbi Shimon? The Sanya, we learned in the Braisa that in the Parsha, Lamala means a little bit earlier, and that's the Parsha of Kohen Mashiach, because in the sequence of the Psukim, you have the Parsha of Par Kohen Shal Mashiach, and then afterwards, the Parsha of Par Helim Dovah Shal Tzibur. So what does it say in the Parsha of Par Kohen Mashiach? It says, V'nosan ha-kohen min adam al-karnos mizbach k'tores ha-samim l'fnei Hashem asher b'yol moed. And then it says, okay, so all that is in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Zion. And the Pasuk could have said Keren. Here it says karnos ha-mizbach. Keren, which is a Lashon Yachid, would have been more appropriate here. Why did the Torah go out of its way to use a grammatical plural of karnos? It means shtayim, it means two karnos. So now we have a source for two matonos in the case of par Kohen Moshiach. Now, parsha lamata, the lower parsha, which means the next parsha, is par hel dom shel tzibur, who omer there it says in the pasuk bin adam yiten al karnos avizbeach asher yiten asher lifnei Hashem asher b'yol moed. And all this is in Vayikra Dalet. And the Torah could have said again, Keren, in Lashon Yochid. And that would have been implying that it's only on one Keren that you do this Rika. Because of the Torah writes Kranos, to teach us Balashan Rab that you need two kranos. So now if you have a hekesh between Parakoy Moshiach and Parahel Dov Shel Tzibur, each one, so to speak, contributes two matanos. And this is going to teach us that you need Arba Kronos. And that's the view of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon sees in the parish itself of Helim Dov Shel Tzibur only two matanos. The other two matanos are implicit in the parasha of Kohen Mashiach, and we make an equation between the two in order to cash it up for jack it up for four kronos. So that's all the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. I don't need this hekesh to teach me Arba Kronos. Why? Because since with regard to Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, In those cases, it says Kol Arba Kronos. How do we see Kol Arba Kronos? Harehu Omer in the Paradel Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, it says Umin Adam Yitain Al Karnos Amizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Bi Oel Moed. And Oel Moed is completely superfluous, because when it says Al Karnos Amizbeach Lifnei Asher Lifnei Hashem, we know already that you're talking about the Karnos Amizbeach that are in the Oel Moed. And that's what he does in the Sinas Dan. So what is the purpose of the Torah telling me B'Oel Moed? And the answer is, it's coming to teach us how Kol HaOmer B'Oel Moed, that the Kronos that requires Rika in these cases are in the Heichal. So the Gemara says Uli Rabbi Yehuda, that our boy Matonos Ma'akvos should derive it from the Yasa Kasher Asa. In other words, why do we need Kain Yasa? What is he going to do with Kain Yasa? And the Gemara answers me, Boile Rabbi Yehuda needs Kain Yasa L'chidasanya to teach the din that the Braisa derives from this pasuk, L'fishal Amadu L'par Yom HaKippurim L'smicha U'l'shiyari Adam. In the parasha parak Yom HaKippurim, there's no mention of smicha, and there's no mention of Shficha Shiori Adam and Yisod HaMizbeach. Those aren't explicitly mentioned in the parasha of Yom HaKippurim. Is Minayin, how do we know that these karbonos on Yom HaKippurim require both Smicha and Shficha Shiori Adam and Yisod HaMizbeach? Talmud Lomar, Kein Yaseh. In other words, these extra words, Kein Yasa, coming to teach us that Parashal Yom HaKippurim requires Smicha and Shvichas Shirayim. Even though we ask the question, we raise the objection, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has all four chronos here mentioned in the Parashal, why do we need Kein Yasa? And the answer is that Kein Yasa is coming to teach you that in the cases of Parashal Yom HaKippurim, and whatever else is brought there, what did we say before? One second. Sayer Shal Yom HaKippur. In those cases, we need Smicha, and we need Shvichal Shiori Adam. So that's all derived from Kein Yasa. The Gemara is totally baffled here about this whole thing. It says, V'lepar Yom HaKippurim Lola Madnu? Are you telling me that for Par Yom HaKippurim we don't know already that you need Smicha and you need Shvicha Shirayim HaAmrit? The Braisa way back on Daf Lamites Haman Aleph says Lapar, the extra word Lapar in the Parasha of Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, Ze Yom HaKippurim, that's a reference to Parasha Yom HaKippurim. So if we have a hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, then we realize, we understand that the Ribuy of Smicha and Shvichas Shirayim must be derived from this Hekesh. So we're going to take Smicha and Shvichas Shirayim from Helim Dov Shel Tzibur and graft it onto Parashal Yom HaKippurim. Why then do I need a Pasuk Kein Yasa? It's trich. The Gemara says that you need it. You need the Pasuk Kein Yasa. Salke Daitacha Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili. When do we say there's a Hekesh between Parashal Yom HaKippurim and Parahelim Dovet Shel Tzibur? What is the scope of that hekesh? Ein alinyan avoda demi akva es hakapora shel hakorban. In other words, at the end of the pasuk it says v'chiper aleim lahakohen. So it's mashma from this pasuk that the pasuk is talking about a case of dvar ma'akvim kaporas hakorban. And if that be the case, then we would entertain the idea that you're talking only exclusively about avoda that's ma'akivis akapora. Aval avoda de lo ma'akivis akapora, emol lo. I would say that in that context, there's no hekish between Yom HaKippurim and Parahel and Dovah Shel Tzibur. Kamash Molon, therefore the Apostle King Yos has to teach us that even as far as Smicha Shvichas Dov is concerned, there's a hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. This Apostle King Yos basically is coming to expand the hekesh, the scope of the hekesh, between Parahel and Dover Shel Tzibur and Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. Because in the context of that hekesh, we would have logically limited that hekesh to only avoda shema akvas kapora. We would not expand the scope of that hekesh to include smicha and shvichas domim, which is certainly not neither of which are ma'akvas kapora. And therefore, Ken Yosef is going to expand that hekesh to include smicha and shvichas dom and shvichas shiorim in the case of parasha Yom HaKippurim. And now the Gemara asks Ula Rabbi Shimon that the four matonos are derived from Kronos, is high be'ol moed my Ovid Bey. What does he do with a pasuk be'ol moed? Meaning that it was Rabbi Yehuda who used the Kronos to get two and ol moed to get another two. But according to Rabbi Shimon, once we have Kronos, we derive arba matonos. So why do we need be'ol moed? The Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Shimon, be'ol moed mi boile. We need it for another reason. What does it teach us? Shem nifchasa tikra shel heichal lo hayamaze. That if it was a pirtza into the roof of the heichal, then it would no longer be hazah. And we have to understand the significance of nifchasa or nifritza tikra shel heichal. And apparently, on top of this tikra, there has to be, in other words, when we talk about the shame ol moed, the status of the ol moed, in order to achieve this mitzvah, then we need an ol moed that has a tikra. That's the nature of an oil. It has to have a tikra. It has to have a gag. But now it's nifritzah gag, and therefore it's not. It's not an OL, it's not included in Ol Moed. And therefore we need the Pasuk of Ol Moed to teach me that even in the case of Nifritza Tikra, you shouldn't have a Havamina that even if Nifritza Tikra, you still have an Ol Moed. The Torah is telling us no, that Ol Moed has to have a Tikra, and there is no break in the Tikra. Again, this Pasuk is talking about Chatos Pnimios. And it would seem like with regard to other aspects of Kodshim, for example, Ketores, or with regard to Chatos HaChitzonios, there would be a din of Ol Moed even despite the fact that Nivchas HaGag. Now, that's a little bit problematic because the Torah's Kohenim on the Pasuk of Zorkos Adam Al Mizbeach Soviv Hashem Pesach Ol Moed tells us Lamait the Ol Moed Mesulak Oshe Gilsa haruach esayiria, and in those cases you can't be makri of the karbonos. So we see that even with regard to other dinim, where you don't require the ol moed, nevertheless gila ruach esayiria, it completely undermines the ability, the possibility of bringing the karbonos. Now that's a reference to the Mishkan, which didn't have a kedushas makom at all. It only has a kedushas machitza. And therefore, we definitely needed that the gag should be shalit. But with regard to Ol Moed in the Migdash, which has a Kedushas Makom, then even if Nifchasa Mechitzos Kosher, and in fact, Makrivin Afal Pishain Bias, according to the Mandiyamu holds Kitcha Rishon of Kitcha Liyasid Lovo. So Lonis Batla Kedushas Hechal, Vameshin Nifchasa Gago. Only the only exceptions with regard to Chatos Pnimios. And that's what we're learning here in our context, that we need the Pasuk Ol Moed to teach us that Nifritza is therefore we don't have Ol Moed, and Kedushas Makom is not sufficient, even if you hold Lo Nisbat L'Kedusha Heichal, because Kidush Rishon and Kidush Aliyah said Lavo. But nevertheless, we need a Kedushas Makom, and that's called Ol Moed. And all this is clarified by the Brisker Rav here on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We didn't go into all the details about this concept called Kedushas Makom. But in any event, there was not a possibility of hazaya if there was nifchasak hatikra. Again, even though the kedusha seichel is lo nisbat la, but we still have a special halacha of ol moed to the exclusion of nifchasa hatikra. Idach, Rabbi Yehuda, does he need the pasuk be ol moed to teach us that Nifritzah Gag, there's no Hozah? And if he does, how does he derive the principle of the requirement of Nesinas Adam on all Arba Kronos? Because we said in the parish itself there are only two Kronos, and we needed Ol Moed to jack it up to four, but now we need Ol Moed to teach me Nifritzah Tikra. So the Gemara answers, Mi Asher, that the word asher in this pasuk, it says umidam umin adam yiten al karnos amizbech asher lifnei Hashem asher bi'ol moed. The word asher, the second one, is completely superfluous. It could have said asher lifnei Hashem bi'ol moed. And from this, Rabbi Yehuda is going to derive the conclusion that you need four kronos in the ol moed, and he has to do the dam, the nesis adam, in all four kronos. So the Gemara asks me, Idach and Rabbi Shimon, he darshins the four matonos from Kronos. So what's he going to do with the extra word asher? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon, asher lo darish. And we've had the discussion about this in the past. We have certain words in the Torah that just express the way people speak. They're sort of part of the culture or the idiom, but they don't really add anything. And the question is, if we assume that the word asher also fits into that category, do we darshan it or do we not darshan it? So just because Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan asher, and that's going to teach him the din of four kronos in Ol Moed, and Rabbi Shimon does not need that word asher to include the four kronos, because they're written here in the parasha. So what does he do with Asher? And the answer is Lo Dorish. Now earlier, the Gemara had a question on the Braisa. Why does the Braisa darshan a special pasuk Ken Yose to teach that you need Matan Arba, and that's Ma'akev, even if it would have been written twice in the pasuk? That alone would have been enough to teach me that. So therefore, we're not sure, and that was Gemara's kasha before, why you need Ken Yeyosa. So to answer that question above, Rabbi Yirmiya explained that the Braisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Abaye wants to square this Braisa even with Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye Omar, he says that when the Braisa darshins the pasuk Ken Yeyosa to teach me that all four matonos are ma'akvos esakapora on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, is L'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yitzrich. No, it's even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need the Pasuk Ken Yaseh to teach me that the four Matonos are Ma'akvos, because if not for the Pasuk Ken Yaseh, Salkadak Lamina, I would have thought, even though Nichpalu Arba Matonos Mi Vi Asa Kasher Asa, nevertheless, it's not Ma'akiv the Kapara. We find already in Smicha and Shvichas Domim, Shvichas Shirayim, on the in the case of the parallel Dov Shal Tzibur, Tiafagav Dechsivin Ukfelin, even though the Torah repeats it, and it says Viyosakasher Oso, Loma Akva. Why? Because we had a miyud above, back on Daf Lamentes, of a Chiper Venislach. So I would have said the same thing, I would have applied the same logic to Matan Arba. And also, it should not be ma'akev, kamash malon. I would think that's not ma'akev in the chatas achitzonos, based on the mute of a chiper v'nislach. Kamashmalon, the Torah wants to say Kein Yasa, then in Chatos HaPnimios, it's me Akev, Esakapor, you need all four matanos. Gemara continues with the Brisa from Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph. Lapor, from the extra word Lapor, Ze, comes to be Marbe Par Yom HaKippurim. A hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helim Dovashal Tziv Lamai Hilchasa. What din do we derive from this hekesh? Eli Akev, if you're going to tell me that, it comes to teach me that all the matanos are ma'akvos. In the case of Par Yom HaKippurim, just like the ma'akvos in Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. Because in the case of Par Yom HaKippurim, there was no Lo Nichpalu Havodo, so we need that hekesh to teach me that they're ma'akvos pshita. He says, for that I certainly don't need a pasuk, because in the case of Parashal Yom HaKippurim in Vayikra Tezayin, Parashal Sakrimos, it says Chuka Ksivei Bei. And whenever it says the word Chuka, that's always considered a gilui to teach me that's Ma'akev. The Pasuk says, Vayisiz Os Lachem L'chukas Olam. So Gemara says, Rav Nachbar Yisrael Nitzucha, why do I need this Hekesh? Elo L'Rab Yehuda, D'Yomar, Rab Yehuda in Masech D'Yoma says, Ki ksiva chuka, when do we apply the word chuka to teach me that something is ma'akiv in the avoda, that's only bidvarim, hanasim b'bigdei lavan bifnim. In the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim, he didn't use the bigdei zav, that he used the rest of the year, he used bigdei lavan, which were made of pishtan, and that's how he went lifnim. As the Torah says in Vayikra Tezayin, Ksonis bad kodesh yilbash, umichlusay bad yu al besoro, ubiavnei bad yachgor, mitzefes bad yitznov. So when he went inside the kodesh kadoshim for the haktores, or for the zos on the kapores, he wore the big day lovan. And here the Torah is telling me, chukah, that if he makes any change here, for example, if he deviates from the sequence which the Torah requires, the hikdim maisel chavero, for example, he was makdim the sawyer for the before the par lo osav lo klum. The Torah says that he has to be makriv the par and then makriv the sayer. If he's mishana the sequence, he's makriv the sayer before the par lo osav lo klum. And in such a case, the Torah says chukah. Anything that's done out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, even though he's wearing Big Day Lavan, for example, the Matanos on the Paroches inside the Heichal, which is out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, is there we need Shina Kosuv. If Hikdim Maisel Chaver Mashosa Osui, without Shina Kosuv, we assume that if he made a change in the Seder, and he was makriv that which we should have cut later first, then it's kosher. Ema, I would think, mida kesidram lo me'akve. In other words, we found in the Seder Avodos that were done in the old Moed, it's not ma'akiv, Seder is not ma'akiv. So chukah is not going to teach me, in the case of Dvar Manasim Bechutz, that are outside the Kodesh Kadoshim, that the shinui in the Seder is ma'akiv. Is therefore, I would say, hazos nami lo ma'akve. So too the hazos are not ma'akev. And even if he dropped one of them, it would be kosher. Kamashmon, if I need the posuk, the hekesh between par Yom HaKippurim and par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, l'lamdeinu, to teach us that kol ha'avodos ma'akvos. The Gemara now rejects the explanation of Nachman bar Yitzchok and offers another alternative explanation. Maskif lo Rav Popa Yasakasha, on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, umi motzis amris hochi, can you really assume that the hekesh of par Yom HaKippurim to par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur is according to Rabbi Yehuda to teach me that kol hamatonis ma'akvos v'asanya, we have a brisa, and the brisa tells us that Rabbi Yehuda derives this from a different pasuk, because after the Torah finishes telling you about the matanos, the parvasor Yom HaKippurim, it says v'chila mechaper es hakodesh v'es ol moed v'es hamizbeach v'hikriv es hasoyer achai. And this is an extra pasuk. It should have said just vehikriv zasoya chai, but rather the pasuk is coming to tell me shem kiper. If he's kiper asakaporos, asakaporos hamaakvos, knows that which would normally be ma'akev. For example, sheva zos al parochas arba matonos al arba kronos kila. He completes the kaporos akarbon, even though he hasn't done yet the shvicha shirayim yisodim isbeach achitzo, the covenant is kosher. V'im lo keeper, if he didn't do all the kaparas ama'akvos in other cases, lo kila, he hasn't completed the kapara, the covenant is posel. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Akiva, mipnei ma, lo nomar, why not darshan the posuk in the way it's written, in the seder in which it's written, im kila, if he completed it all, even the shvichas domim, then keeper. Then he completes the kapar and the korban is kosher. Im lo kila, if he didn't complete the entire process, lo keeper. He hasn't achieved the kapar and the korban is posel. In other words, shvichas shirayim is ma'akev. So it comes out, according to this brisa, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that matonos of Par Yom HaKippur Ma'akvos are derived from this pasuk of Kila. So why do I need the Hekesh to Par Elim Dovishal Tzibur? So Gemara answers, Omer HaPop Olo Nitzrucha, the Torah didn't need to give me the Hekesh of Par Yom HaKippur to Par Elim Dovishal Tzibur, Ela Lilmo, to teach us that the halachas that we derive from Es Dom ubitfila, these are written in the parasha of Par Kohen Mashiach, which are written right next to Par Yom HaKippur. Then in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, the pasuk says Vayikra Dalet v'taval haKohen esetzba'o badom v'zom en adam sheva pa'amim lefnei Hashem, and the words es and badom and v'tovel are coming to teach us three different halachas, which the Gemara is going to clarify. So the Gemara now says the following. S, what is the pasuk S, which is extra, come to teach us, Omer Av Achabar Yaakov Lo Nitzrucha. What do we need the pasuk S for? Is Lahachshir. Here we're turning to Daf Mem Amid Beis. Amin. Amin is a kind of ebolus, Shebeetzbach, some sort of a blemish on his finger, a blister of some sort. That if the Kohen has the abelis on his etzba, that's not considered a chatzitza between his etzba and the dam that he picks up. And that we learn from es etzbo, meaning a tofel etzbo, that even etzba yaboles is considered in bechlal, it's considered included in v'tovel hakohenes etzbo badam. Then we have the extra badam. The pasuk says v'tovel hakohenes etzbo badam. And if you look at the nikud, the vowels underneath that word badam, so you have a pasach under the beis. A pasach under the beis badam, but not bidam. You don't put a shva under the beis. And by putting a pasach under the beis, it's mashma that it was already in the kli from the beginning. So this requires a little bit more work, a little bit more study. Maybe we'll take a break now. We'll see if Emir Tzem will have a little more time. We'll clue in on this drashi on the top of Mem Amid Beis of Badam, which is going to teach us that the dam in the kli has to have a shir tvila meikara. In other words, from the time of the first Kabbalah, you need a shir tvila. And that's going to come to exclude a case where he was makabel pachas mikadei shir tefila in the kli, and then pachas mikadei tefila etzba in another kli, and then he mixed it together. In other words, there was never a complete shir of kadei tefila etzba from the time of the original Kabbalah, and that's going to be posel. And That is a sugya which we'll have to study unto itself. B'li neder, let's take a break now. The word badam is mashma that everything is in the kli mitchila. In other words, if it would be bidam with a shva under the beis, then it would be mashma that the dam that's there now in the kli, but badam with a pasach means the dam that was in the kli from the beginning, from shor rishona. And that means shehei badam, in other words, in the dam that's in the kli, it has a shir tvila meikara from the time of kabbalah rishona. And as we said before, if he's mekabel less than the shear of tefillas etzba in one kli, and less than the shear of tefillas etzba in the second kli, and then he mixes them together, in order that to be in one kli a shear tefilla, that's going to be possible. So it seems that you don't need that the kli be mishar rishona, just the shear of tefilla achas. You don't need the shear of all the tefillos. And that's discussed by the Chafetz Chaim in his Likutei Biurim. Now it says V'toval. In the pasuk it says V'toval HaKohen Esetzbo Bayam. And for this we're going to derive that you need Tvila of Etzba B'dam Shebekli V'lo Nesafeg. It shouldn't be that there's some dam that's on the dofen, on the sides of the kli, and then he swipes his finger around on the side of the kli, the dofen kli. That's not called tefillah, but rather the dam has to be in the kli such that he dips his finger, his etzba, into the dam in the kli. The Gemara explains, v'itzrich lemichtav, we need the pasuk to say ba'dam, even though it already says v'toval de'ikos rachman. If the Torah would have just said v'toval hava, I mean, I would have thought afal gav delek ashir tevila meikara. Who cares if in the kli from the beginning there was no shir at the time of the first kabbalah? It'd still be kosher because later on at the time of v'toval he has already a shir in the kli. Is therefore kos rachmana badam to teach us that there has to be a shir tevila in the kli from the time of the Kabbalah Rishon, Vikas Rachmana Badam. If we only had the word Badam and we didn't have the word Vitaval, Hava, I mean, I would have thought, Afilu Mistafik. Even if he wipes his finger around the sides of the kli in order to get the Dam, that would be cautious. Kasa Rachmana, the Sefer says, Vitaval, then he needs to be Tovel, his Etzba, in the Dam. And this excludes kinuach to be mekaneach his etzba bedam shebedofen akli. Now, since the drush of the Gemara, the words of the pasuk by Par Kohen Mashiach in Vayikra Dal v'nosan akoyin min adam al karnos mizbach k'toras asam lefnei Hashem shebiol moed, the Gemara adds to clarify now what can we darshan from the other words that are superfluous and unnecessary in this pasuk. What new halachas can we derive in drasha? So Gemara says, let's ask the following question. It says in the pasuk, Mizbach Toras Samim Lomali. Why do we need the words Mizbach Toras Samim? It says already Lifnei Hashem. We would know that we're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Whenever it says Lifnei Hashem, we know it's referring to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that's where we burn the Ketoras Asamim. And the Gemara answers that this pasuk is coming to teach us She'im. Again, we're talking about in the Parhelim Davashal Tzibur Lo Nischanech HaMizbeach B'Ketoras Asamim. It's a brand new Mizbeach. It hasn't yet been used, what we call Nischanech, for the first time, for the Ketoras HaKetoras. Never was there Ketoras HaKetoras on the Mizbeach. In such a case, Lahoya Mazeh. In such a case, there's no Hazak Shera for the sake of the power, Helim Davashal Tzibur. So the Gemara now means a proof for Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that we don't need the Pasuk for the Hekesh of Par Yom HaKippurim to Par Helim Davashal Tzibur, except for to teach us the halachos that are included under the three words, the extra words es, badam, and vitaval. Tanya kavasei derav papa. We have a brisa that supports Rav Papa Because the pasuk says by par helim davishol tzibur ve'osol lapar kasher osol lapar achatos in vayikudalid, and it means that he should do to the par helim davishol tzibur whatever he does in the asiyah of the par achatos shel koyim mashiach, which is mentioned in the earlier parasha. And this pasuk of ve'osol lapar kasher osol lapar achatos is superfluous; it's unnecessary because all the avodas of the par helim davishol tzibur are clearly explicitly mentioned in the context of Parash Elim Dovashal Tzibur. We don't need to derive them from Par Koin Moshiach. So the Bryce says, Matam Lomala Par. Why do we need this extra word Par? Le Rabos Par Yomakipurim Lechomasha Omer Beinyin Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. That all the dinim that were formulated by the Torah regarding Par Heldom Shel Tzibur should also be Noag. They also should apply to the Par Yom HaKippurim Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And from the Braisa it says, L'chol Masha Omer Be'inyin, it would seem that the Hekish is coming to teach us all the dinim that were formulated with regard to Par Heldom Shel Tzibur, they should apply to the Par Yom HaKippurim. Even those halachas that were included, that were Nisrabu from the Pasuk Es and Badam and Utvila. And this would support Rav Papa. The Braisa now quotes another opinion that argues with Rebbe. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, it didn't have to say in the Pasuk a Hekesh, establish a Hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim to Par Helim Davishal Tzibur to teach us all the halachas that are formulated by Helim Davishal Tzibur to apply them to Par Yom HaKippurim, because we could derive that with a Kal V'chomer logically. Uma b'makom shel hushva karbon l'karbon. Hishva masim lamasim is makom shehishva karbon lakarbon eno din sheyashva masa lamasa. So what's the nature of Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chomer?